we are healed. According to some historic records, in our own self-inspection, Jesus did not heal everyone in this world. From what vantage point were these records written, and with what sense are we evaluating ourselves and refusing to acknowledge Jesus' words? When Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world," was he not affirming a complete demonstration? Original, unsullied perfection was Jesus' final view of us. No sin, no death, and no material body anywhere to offer an alternate, corrupt view of heaven and man. If we do not see all sin, disease, death, and our sense of body overcome, we are not looking out from the place that Jesus declared was our proper vantage point. "Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am." Confirming our own ignorance and hidden hatred of truth, we seek to hide behind the lie that Jesus did not finish his healing work. Therefore, we think we must suffer and die some more. But Jesus was lifted up to behold the truth about us, and he saw it and was glad. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me, to the realization of their present perfection. We may suppose that Jesus' mission was to assure us of some future salvation. What a mistake is that! Christ leads us through the valley of shadows to behold our true glory now. Wake up to Jesus' complete demonstration of God with us. Jesus witnessed our complete healing, or more accurately stated, Christ, truth, saw nothing to heal. Are we willing to accept this statement? If so, we see how it is that perfect God and perfect man are one. We may experience many trials of want and woe in our journey toward understanding Jesus' vision, but those trials in the flesh persist only until we awake to what has already been done. Mary Baker Eddy perceived the all-inclusive demonstration of Jesus that brought God's Son into view, and she proved that her perception was correct and therefore scientific. Her leadership always draws from the proper vantage point, where there is no so-called mortal mind objection. Right now, the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Jesus and Mrs. Eddy were not mistaken in their view of perfect man and an infinitely good universe. Stop doubting. Give up your crumbling excuses and behold what already is and has been proven. I, Jesus, have overcome all mortal sense of the world. Sooner or later, we must acknowledge Jesus' view of us and be free. We are healed.